Imagine standing before an audience, heart pounding, as you prepare to defend ideas that challenge your own beliefs. This was Bo Seo's reality when he transformed from a shy immigrant who had cultivated silence as a survival strategy into a two-time world debating champion. His journey reveals a profound truth. Disagreement, when approached skillfully, becomes not a source of division, but a pathway to connection and growth. We live in a world where shouting matches have replaced reasoned discourse, where winning an argument often means destroying relationships. Yet the ability to disagree well remains essential to democracy, personal relationships, and intellectual development. What if we could transform conflict from something we avoid into something we embrace as an opportunity for mutual understanding? The art of good arguments isn't about aggression or domination. It's about clarity, respect, and genuine engagement with different perspectives. When we learn to disagree well, we discover that the person across from us isn't an enemy to be defeated, but a fellow traveler with whom we can explore complex ideas. And in that exploration, we often find ourselves growing in ways we never anticipated. Have you ever walked away from an argument completely forgetting what sparked it? This highlights a fundamental challenge in disagreements, identifying exactly what we're arguing about. Arguments typically center around three distinct types of claims: facts, what is, judgments, what should be valued, and prescriptions, what should be done. When these get tangled together, resolution becomes nearly impossible. Family disputes often begin with a specific complaint, "You didn't take out the trash," but rapidly evolve into character assessments, "You never help around here." Topic analysis, breaking down complex disagreements into their component parts, allows us to identify the true points of contention. By clarifying whether our disagreement is about what happened, how we should feel about it, or what should be done next, we create space for more productive conversation. When we understand exactly what we're discussing, we can engage more meaningfully with others' perspectives, rather than talking past each other. What makes an argument compelling? In an age of misinformation, communicating truth effectively is essential. A good argument combines structured statements supported by evidence and reasoning. Persuasive communication balances truth, factual accuracy, with importance, relevance. Effective arguments present clear conclusions with supporting reasons, creating a pathway for others to follow your reasoning. Simply declaring "it's amazing" rarely convinces friends to try a new restaurant. However, mentioning the chef's Parisian training, locally sourced ingredients, and trusted recommendations creates a compelling case through structured reasoning. Developing this skill requires practicing the four W's: what, the claim; why, the reasoning; when, the context; and who cares, the importance. This approach transforms persuasion from aggressive battles into carefully constructed bridges that help others reach new understanding. The goal shifts from defeating opponents to illuminating perspectives, a more productive aim for both personal and public discourse. "Bullshit," declared Bruce, challenging his debate team's reluctance to directly confront opposing arguments. His statement highlighted a fundamental truth: effective disagreement requires engaging with opposing viewpoints rather than talking past them. Many avoid confrontation, believing conflict is unproductive. Yet rebuttal, directly addressing opposing arguments, shows respect by taking others' ideas seriously. Without it, we're merely delivering parallel monologues. Effective rebuttal demonstrates why an opposing argument is factually incorrect or logically flawed, while explaining why these flaws matter. The challenge lies in channeling disagreement into constructive dialogue. By identifying legitimate concerns underlying flawed positions, powerful rebuttal transforms opposing arguments into stepping stones toward better understanding. When someone opposes climate action, citing economic fears, acknowledging their concern for financial security, while showing how green technologies create jobs, builds bridges instead of walls, turning potential conflict into an opportunity for mutual growth. Not every disagreement deserves our energy. In a world overflowing with potential arguments, from social media provocations to family dinner disputes, discerning when to engage is as important as knowing how to argue effectively. The wisdom of knowing when not to argue often exceeds the skill of arguing well. Some competitive debate formats prioritize quantity over quality, sacrificing clarity for volume, often leading to vocal health issues and diminishing returns. The RESA checklist helps decide which disagreements merit engagement. Is the disagreement real, genuine differences, not misunderstandings? Important, consequential enough for emotional investment? Specific, focused on clear issues, not vague grievances? And aligned, motivated by desire for resolution rather than other agendas. During Harvard campus controversies in 2015, this framework helped debaters distinguish between productive engagements and futile confrontations. Recognizing when neither party has sufficient knowledge for a productive exchange is particularly valuable. By reserving our energy for disagreements that matter and can lead to meaningful outcomes, we honor both good arguments and thoughtful restraint. Sometimes the most powerful statement is simply, "I need to learn more before I can meaningfully engage with this issue." The ancient Greeks told of Eris, goddess of discord, who threw the apple of discord among the gods, sparking conflicts leading to the Trojan War. This myth captures how certain arguments aim not at truth but victory, sowing division rather than understanding. When facing manipulative tactics, recognize these common rhetorical bullies. The dodger evades direct engagement by shifting topics. Counter by returning to the original point. "I notice we've moved away from discussing X." The twister misrepresents opponents' positions. Defend with clear correction. "That's not quite what I said. My actual position is..." The wrangler attacks others' arguments without presenting their own. Counter by demanding reciprocity. "What alternative do you propose?" The liar fabricates facts. Address with immediate correction using accurate information, delivered confidently without matching their aggressive tone. Rather than abandoning debate when faced with manipulation, develop skills to defend against rhetorical bullying while maintaining focus on substantive issues. The goal isn't to win, but to maintain conditions for genuine exchange. Keeping conversation focused on substance rather than strategy, on understanding rather than domination. Why do we argue most intensely with those we love most deeply? This paradox reveals something fundamental. Disagreement in close relationships follows different rules than public disputes. In personal relationships, seemingly trivial matters can spark major conflicts because these small disagreements often serve as proxies for deeper issues of respect, power, and care. The plea, "Don't debate me," emerges because formal argumentative techniques backfire in intimate settings. What works in competitive debate, logical precision, emotional detachment, focus on winning, damages personal relationships, where emotional validation matters more than determining who's right. Yet avoiding disagreement entirely isn't the answer. The goal is maintaining connection while honoring authentic diversity of thought, as demonstrated by the Robben Island prisoners whose university behind bars preserved community bonds despite fundamental disagreements. The wisest approach combines strategic silence on truly trivial matters with thoughtful engagement on substantive issues, always prioritizing the relationship over resolving any particular disagreement. Good arguments aren't about proving ourselves right, but creating spaces where different perspectives can coexist.